And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper fucking Gooper.
Punky. Hello.
It's the Punky Radio Christmas special. Well done, my name's Paulie B. Edward Superboy.
My name's Tony Ahern, Holiday Boy.
Holiday Boy. Hey, you're off to Spain, aren't you?
I'm on to Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? it's Christmas crazy this week.
It is.
I know that every other podcaster and his fucking dog is going to be doing Christmas stuff, but they're not going to have the kind of array of Christmas shit that we're playing.
I don't think so.
They're not going to have the kind of festive bollocks we're going to dish out.
Festive filth.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's been in touch over the last week, wishing us a Merry Christmas and all that. Very, 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 very kind of you indeed. Great music this week. I'm tempted to tell you it's from, but I'm not going to. Also, a couple of the tracks are a bit secret, and a couple of the tracks are from us.
Yeah.
But it's great, though. It's great. And there's one track I was going to play that I'm not playing now, but that's none of your business. Word of the week we haven't got, but it's Christmas. So as far as I'm concerned, everything is going to revolve around a Yule log, the like of which I will be having on Boxing Day. Sorry, Renee.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a little boxing plan this year, a little Boxing Day plan this
year.
Do they have Boxing Day in America?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I'm not basing on anything whatsoever. I can't remember ever seeing an American TV show talking about Boxing Day.
I don't think they have Boxing Day.
No.
Ha.
Nah.
In many ways, Boxing Day is better than Christmas Day.
Of course it is.
Because the pubs are open.
The sales are on.
The sales are on. The pubs are open. We've all got new jumpers out into the snow. Yeah. If it's a white Christmas. It's normally a wet Christmas.
Do you reckon it is going to be?
Fuck me. It was really cold in the Punky Treehouse last week.
Wasn't it?
We're back here again
it's
now.
Warming up this time.
It has warmed up. It has warmed up.
It's fucking nasty.
Yeah, so might as well crack on.
Okay.
It is a Christmas special. I do hope... I hope you'll get what you deserve this Christmas.
Thank you very much. Sure I won't.
That is like... I got in trouble for saying that on the old radio show, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, Paul, you can't say that. I hope you get what you deserve this Christmas. It sounds too sinister. Axminster Scottish Guard and the Numbskulls, are they even still going?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, because I'm the third or fourth drummer by now.
I've moved away from Sherwood Forest now, so I don't manage to keep up with it.
I'm in El Draco with the bassist.
Right, and they're still going. Yeah. Are they? Right, cool. All right.
Just not doing
so
well.
That was the Needles, by the way, who have now split up.
Yes, they are. They split up on the 22nd. Last weekend, yeah.
Shame. Anyway, they'll be back in some form or other, I'm sure.
No doubt.
Right, so this is from... They're I'd call this a mini album. I think they call it an
definitely.
EP, but a mini album. 8 tracks on it. It's called Red Eye, as in Bullseye. There's the very lovely, friendly Lee Singer smoking a little spliffaroo there.
Yeah.
Very good. And we have played this before. I think we played this in our first ever Christmas special, in fact.
I think we did.
Why ever not? What I want to know is, Tony, what is Axminster Scottish Guard and the Numbskulls MySpace page?
Oh, God. MySpace.com/... Axminster Scottish Guard the Numbskulls.
No, myspace.com/thenumbskulls.
Oh, alright. Okay. Damn it.
Ho, 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 Merry fucking Christmas. This is Skaghead Santa. We'll be right back. Skaggy Santa, my friend.
It is.
That's been a while.
That's when the bass player could still keep a lid on the old fucking jazz chords then.
Yeah.
I've told him about that. Has he calmed down?
Yes, a little bit.
He has, yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot calmer than he used to be.
Oh, is he good? What, yeah. Do you think that's after the verbal pasting I gave in the back of the car?
Funny enough, it was that man right at the same time. Oh, bless him. He didn't realise, did he?
Don't you talk to me about music. I was listening to music before you were born, you little prick.
He's barely 18.
Fantastic bass player, though, to be fair.
He's
terrific
really
bass player.
It's a shame, because he's such an arrogant little twat.
Yeah, but if he could just play bass in a band the way it needs to be played, it'd be great. It's just he just wants to express himself on the bass.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
He does.
And there are places for him to do that.
The bathroom.
Yeah, or in jazz combos.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That's
not in El Draco or Axeman's or Scottish Guard.
No.
When he can still be a better bass player than the band probably needs, but not fret wank.
Yeah.
That's the problem, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
He fret wanks. Anyway, what's his name?
Local.
Local.
Yeah.
Local. Local. Stop fret wanking. Right?
Yeah. No, he has chilled. It's nice.
I like that song, though. I like Skaggy Santa. We have played it before, I think. On our first Christmas show, I think we did.
Yeah.
How many have we done? Is this our third?
Third,
yeah. Because we did nothing about Halloween this year, did we?
No.
Completely wrecked that.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, oops.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear. We'll do a super good one next year.
Did we do a Christmas show last year? I don't think we did.
We probably didn't even.
It was block party, so we kind of concentrated on that, weren't we?
What, do you mean we didn't do a proper Christmas show?
No, obviously we did one, but we didn't do a Christmas themed. We just did block party,
no.
I think.
Yeah, block party,
so
yeah.
Probably the first year.
We don't normally bother about that.
No.
Although, if I can get enough music together, I do want to do a Pancake Day special.
Nice. Oh, it'll be my birthday as well, brilliant.
Is that between my birthday and your birthday?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
16th.
16th. Oh, right. No, my birthday is Pancake Day, I think, this year.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
I think it's really early. I think my birthday is Pancake Day.
Is it the 6th, yours?
The 5th.
5th.
I think Pancake Day is my birthday.
Because it has fallen on mine before as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it all depends on Easter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Easter's early, because Easter's end of March.
Might be all right, then.
So, yeah. No, Easter's around St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, right, okay.
Because
well,
that's
it is
when
early.
No, it's the week after. Easter's the 22nd, 23rd, I think. 24th.
Right.
That's when I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice. You've got Easter out there.
I mean, I'm there for Easter. I come back Easter Tuesday, yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say Easter Tuesday. It's technically over then.
Yeah.
The Tuesday after Easter. I don't believe it's called Easter Tuesday.
Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday.
I don't think he showed up one more time. I don't think Jesus did an encore. I don't think there is an Easter
Tuesday.
Could
go on all night.
Yeah. I'm here all week. I mean, Jesus said that. Stepped
Try
out.
The fish.
Stepped out of the team. I'm here all week. Hey, let's make a point of thanking all the bar staff. Although that wine tastes watered down to me.
Wouldn't be Christmas without a bit of crisp. Hang on, that's not right.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
It is Jesus' birthday.
It is.
He wants you for a sunbeam.
They finally released the Nirvana DVD.
Have they?
Yeah, the Unplugged. Just like mention that.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that got anything to do with anything?
Well, they played Jesus Wants Me for Sunbeam.
Did they?
Yeah, on that.
I don't know. I was never that taken by him.
Oh, I quite like that.
Yeah, I don't mind him, but I mean, I wasn't a completist with them the same way that I am with other bands.
Right. No, I've got
the classic. I've got the albums.
Yeah.
But I haven't got any. I've read a book.
Unplugged's not your thing, though, is it?
It's fucking not.
You hate it, yeah.
Yeah, if you're listening, it's a frog's fucking life. Here's a Christmas message from Punky Radio. Plug your fucking self in.
Turn it up.
Crank it up and swear more. He didn't sharp either.
No.
When I did my gig in Liverpool, you know, he said, Graham!
He's notorious for that.
He was going to show up. But he had a good excuse, though.
Oh, okay.
He had a very good excuse. He was meeting famous people at Anfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were they doing there?
Playing I don't know. I know. No, he wasn't playing football. It was some sort of thing.
All right. Okay.
It was some sort of thing.
Oh.
Have I mentioned this is Mustang Lightning?
No.
Merry Christmas, Mustang Lightning.
Merry Christmas.
Look, I'm waving to you.
You are?
See how good that looks on webcam. Oh, what have you asked for Christmas?
Nothing, really.
Haven't you?
No, why? What have you asked for?
Haven't you asked for anything?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know, last year my mum asked me what I wanted, and I said, I can't decide on whether I want peace and goodwill or for All Men or a new jumper.
Yeah.
I got a new jumper.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is all right. It's one of the things on the list.
Yeah.
This year, she said, what do you want? I said, I want a tripod for my camera or a good quality wok. Or, if you're feeling expensive, I'll have an iPod. Because I figured after doing a podcast in only 3 years, I ought to get a fucking iPod, really.
It's true.
I haven't got one. No. You've got an MP3 player. I've got fuck
all. It's rubbish. Mine's a cheaper one from the supermarket. Yeah, I could do with an iPod as well.
Yeah, but you're like, well, my mum's not going to buy you one.
Is she not?
No, she's not going to buy me one. She's going
to... But the wok's looking good.
Well, I think I'm going to get the wok, basically.
Oh, that's an awesome present.
Well, because she said to me, what do you want the tripod for your, your camera? And I made the mistake of telling her the truth.
Right.
Which is, I said, oh, well, what I want to do is I want to set it up so I can have webcam in the flat. So I can have the camera on the tripod because it'll plug into the thing and I can sort it all out and get the angles right and that.
Get the angles right.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it went wrong. I said, because I need to get the angles right and that. And I know no one's going to believe me when I say this, but what I want it for is I want to start doing little... Not, I'll do one.
Videos.
And I'll never do it again. Yeah, videos, basically.
I want to start doing videos.
Yeah, I want to start doing videos. And it doesn't matter how I say it, it's bound to come out wrong. But basically, I want to do like Paul's week in a minute, news in a minute, or just pick up something that's happened over the week and just record it for a minute and bung it on YouTube or something, right?
Okay.
Right, but obviously everyone just thinks it's an excuse for me to get pissed and get my cock out. And I know that is a possibility.
Of course it is. As many sentiment incidents profess to.
There's not many.
Well.
There's a couple.
More than one.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's been a couple.
There's a couple that we know about.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's what I want the tripod for. Oh, fuck it. Don't know.
Okay.
All right, next song. Oh, no, not next song. Shit, we've been through all this. We haven't done Podcast Alley.
Do you want to save that to the next section?
No. I want you to do it now.
Okay.
You
Podcast Alley.
You can do it with no music, mate.
All right, thank you. For
Maybe people will listen then.
Thank you for all your comments so far and your Christmas votes. But please do, over the Christmas period, vote for us. You know, just after the turkey or between the Christmas movie and
I'll
the Queen's speech.
I'll find another bit of music.
Thank you. Do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkradio.com. Top of the screen, important, please vote for us link. Hit
Marv.
That, enter your email address and hit vote. Marv.
Yeah. Marv.
Cop Show.
Cop
nice.
Show. It's really good, this.
Yeah. Hopefully his album will come out next
Sorry,
year.
This is going to be on the new beds when I ever get round them.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is off his new album next year. Featuring me.
Yeah, but this came out 18 months ago. How long has his album taken?
It's ages. It does 3 days every 4 months.
Yeah.
But Fucked Up will be on it, so that's good.
Oh, cool.
Here are the top 5 comments. Caesar's greeting.
This suits you, actually. This
is what suits
it. No, this suits the podcast. Sorry, man. Go on.
Caesar's greetings. Gooper Gooper, tis time to deck your balls with boughs of holly.
Is it really?
Dry clean your milky pants, spruce up your cum-soaked badger, and crack open your biggest bottle of man pain.
It turns out we are still coming up with new stuff, mate.
It does. Have a punky
We've
Christmas.
We've got to update that page.
Graham, it's a Fog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
Thank you, Graham.
Hi, Graham.
We just talked about him.
It was. Better than anything you septics come up with, and that's from Henning Ween. Wayne?
Henning Venn.
Henning Venn.
The crazy German still voting. Oh, yeah, nice one, Henning. He must listen occasionally to call him septics.
Fellow countryman, kind of. Yeah. My.
He might be best man at your wedding.
Probably.
Don't let him do the speech.
No? Okay. No, Steph wouldn't like that.
Why not?
She doesn't like him.
Doesn't she?
She's seen him on telly.
Oh, is she?
Right. Yeah. Goose Monster. Yeah, I'm voting, you know. I'm sure if it was, like, cookies or juice to be offered every time, people wouldn't vote. They would vote more often. I'm not sure how we'd get the food over the computer, but maybe we could have actual ballot boxes.
I've just gobbled on your
The future of podcast voting. Anna. Thank you for that, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah. Punk is great.
I'm sorry I've gobbled on your disc.
That's all right. I don't just vote because Paul and Tony's constant pleas to do so. I really think Punk is great.
Hooray.
Jeremy Pierce, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy Pierce.
And finally.
We do. I do vote for us. It doesn't take very long.
It's quick. You won't be spammed. Just do it.
Do it.
Paul.
Do it.
I don't exactly know if this is a plausible explanation, but I think your throat issues have spread through the airwaves.
Have they?
I've been voiceless for a whole week, Alan. Oh, yeah. Two more episodes and I have been listening for a whole year.
Wow.
And I think,
so that means you've been listening for a whole year now, then?
I think, that's about 2 weeks ago this comment was, so.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
No, not you.
Well done us.
Yeah, well done Alan for listening for a whole year.
True.
She has been a quality member to our listenership.
Always listening.
She just needs to learn to spell Alan.
Yeah. A-L-A-N.
A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N. Alan and from Canada, Norden. Right, raw poo.
Sorry?
Raw poo.
Okay.
You know they do, big boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they've done a Christmas EP.
No.
Yeah. And we're playing two tracks off it this week. Here comes the first one. This is a tribute to Brenda Lee. Yeah. What I want to know is, what is Raw Poo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RawPoo.
No, it's MySpace.com/flowersandroses and all the nice things in summer. Oh. Yeah, it is Raw Poo. So that's probably being Internet One, Tony One, and this is a tribute to Brenda Lee. That was Raw Poo, and I think a tribute to Brenda Lee. And this is the Planet Smashers.
Nice guys.
Loving the Planet Smashers. Loving Raw Poo as well. They're one of the few bands that we play that I could go and see that I haven't got around to seeing yet.
You know, it's this time last year we went to see Planet Smashers.
It was this time last year, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. But I was a bit rude to
you. I'll
blame that Mike.
Okay.
That Mike Smasher. He nearly death by beer. That was nearly death by booze.
It was.
Hey, I was just going to say something. Mate. What was I going to say, though? What was I going to say about then? It was something to do with festive generalities. Raw Poo.
Yeah.
Raw Poo makes with Wonk Unit.
Yes.
Wonk Unit, I heard from the Mighty Cougar, lead singer.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that he'd actually moved to LA?
No.
Yeah, but he's coming back.
Okay.
Now, he's coming back.
He's skateboarding.
He's coming back. He's coming back in January. He's got Bird out there.
All right,
and he moved out there for, and then the one, I think they did a couple of gigs or something, but then Mez said he wanted to leave the band.
All right, the
so we don't know what's happening now.
He's not. Oh no, Mez is an awesome drummer.
Yeah, and I know that the Mighty Cougar said, I don't know how we're going to keep it going, whether we're going to get another drummer or what we're going to do, but I want Wonk Unit to tour as a band again when I get back to England. So we don't know what's going on with the Wonk now.
Oh dear.
Anyway, Raw Poo. Fucking brilliant, they're still going, and I'm going to get to see him in 2008 sometime.
Brilliant.
That's my plan.
Okay.
One of my many.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of plans. Do you know I've got gigs next August? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've talked about them.
I don't think
we've talked about the ones I've got next August.
Oh, yeah, the ones
they're the bike dudes.
Across the country.
Horncastle and Outer Space.
That's it.
Yeah.
So close together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Have I said this is... Yes, I have. Yeah. Obviously, this is the Planet Smashers. Right, then. What I've got now for you, Tone... I'm just checking it. What I've got now is I'd like to do some Facebook latest ads.
Okay.
Right. Now, we do this once a fortnight, don't we, now? And this is all people... Some of them I know already. It's all to do with my Facebook page, and I don't know how you find it. You just type in Paul Edwards. I'm in the London Network, if you're on Facebook. You find me.
Right.
I think. Or you find me on other people's
just
pages.
Search, yeah. If you find the Punky Group, we're on there.
Find the Punky Group. I mean, there, of course, yeah. Of course, yeah. I am actually linked.
Linked.
I'm linked, yeah. So, anyway, there's a few people here that have added me recently. And if you do add me, it doesn't happen straight away these days. What, we've been obsessed with poker, so I've not been doing anything else. But I think I've broken its back there.
Yeah.
I think I'm less obsessed, so I'm going to get back to it. There's a lot of people that I need to make things up about. Basically, because they've gone unmet randomly. Anyway, Amadeus Martin is an up-and-coming stand-up comic who lives in London. But would you like to know how I met him?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Amadeus was employed by my mum and dad as my childminder when I was a toddler. He was very good at moving my cot back and forth to help me go to sleep. No surprise then that my first words should have been, "Rock me, Amadeus." I was quite pleased when I thought of that one. Wah! 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 Ho, ho! Christmas special. Can you bung some sleigh bells on the start? Can we get a sleigh bell sound effect? Just bung it on the start.
Okay.
All right, it might have already happened. If it's happened, Tony's a really good bloke. If it hasn't, he's a cunt. Right.
So harsh.
Daniel McCracken.
Yeah.
No relation to Phil McCrackup with cum.
Nope.
Now, Daniel, I believe, is from Atlanta, Georgia. But would you like to know how I met him?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Daniel was used in my grandma's ex-council house as an implement for de-shelling nuts. And what a Christmas that was. Next year, I'm going to be used to deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. C.S. McNeil is a random lady from Canada, Nada, Nada.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. C.S. and I are intimate. I told her all about mine, and she told me all about hers. Sadly, neither of us were listening, and now neither of us know anything about theirs. I miss her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Daryl Mott Jr. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Regular contributor, I think.
Okay, I've never heard the name.
Daryl Mott. It's not Lord Relock.
No.
He must be...
No.
Lord Relock must be at large in Australia because we haven't heard from him for a while. So he can't be in prison because doesn't he only get in touch with when he's inside?
Yeah, that must be where the computers are.
Yeah, that's like PlayStations, computers, free cigarettes, free dinners.
Exactly.
No rent to pay. Maybe paid a working wage to move rocks about. Life of fucking Riley, those inmates. I'd hang them. Hang them high, that's what I say, darling. Hang them high.
Darling?
Death's too good for him. Would you like to know how me and Daryl Mott Jr. met?
Yes. How did you meet?
I was going to say yes. Is it rubbish? Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly.
Okay.
Oh, and Daryl's written this. You are allowed to do this. If I add you and I don't write anything, write yourself. I met Paul B. in Cripple Creek, Colorado, during the American Gold Rush. I was just walking out of a house of ill repute when this fellow with an odd accent says, "You've just blown 30 quid on something you could have gotten for free." Because of the bourbon in my belly, I didn't know to what he was referring. But then he dragged me behind the outhouse and introduced me to a friend of his in a skirt and lipstick, and damn it if that wasn't close enough for me.
Beautiful.
Rob Nichols, I believe, is a friend of yours.
He is.
But would you like to know how I met him?
Yeah, how did you meet?
We met randomly. Rob wrote this.
Okay.
We met randomly in 1984. We bumped into each other at a pork rind conference in La Rochelle. Paul, that's me, was wearing a purple Fat Willy Surfshack beanie hat and being coerced into buying some girly boy porn on Betamax from a small, somewhat stomp and limping, non-English speaking French Canadian and Chinese hybrid generic looking type with a shifty sniff and a brown paper bag. The French are always strange in that way. I've added a bit here.
Okay.
I wouldn't have minded, but I had wanted to go to Le Touquet instead, but Rob's firm talked me out of it, saying it sounded too much like Torquay. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
I wanted a bit of gravitas at Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
Don't forget, people, if you have a twat to nominate, and if on New Year's Eve you make a complete twat of yourself, so self-twat yourself to me, tony@punkradio.com. I just want the twat's name, or your name if you're the twat, the reason for the nomination, i.e. what you've done, and where they're from.
First of all, though, check out my effects. I'm a genius.
God. yeah, so please do get them into me, and we'll do a New Year's.
Because Tony likes them into him.
I do. It hurts so good. Mm-mm. This week's from Anna. And she wasn't
sure
about doing
this. Nobody puts baby in the blender.
Oh, <she would. laughs> for this NOM. Against my better judgment, I'm going to put this twat in anyway. Because it is well deserved. Music World. They sell CDs, DVDs and so on. And me and my friend Sam were browsing, looking around, trying to waste time before my shift began. Sam, being the cunt head that he is, decides to start fooling around and spinning one of those revolving rack things. Clearly, there's a sign saying, do not spin on it. But, whatever. Sam probably can't read anyway. So, he keeps spinning. I tell him to stop once, twice, three times.
A lady.
And then I go to stop it with my hand, and the thing tips. Oh god, the whole thing just went over. Anyway, Sam puts on his scolding tone and says, Anna, you need to be more careful. Look what you've done. And before I can even respond, one of the kids who works there come over and says, you better hope none of these things are broken. Put them back right. I argued. The kid threatened to get security. I threatened to kick Sam's ass. The kid who worked there was positive it was me who did it, not the fucking maniac next to me or anything. Sam got away scot-free because he's 23. And being that old must make you mature. Thanks. It's enough to say I'm still bitter. Yup, I spent 2 hours placing all the CDs back on the spinny rack and buying three which had the plastic covers broken. I missed my shift, got in trouble from work. I'm not allowed back into Music World, probably ever. Is Sam still my friend? I don't know. I'd like your advice on this matter. Do you think I should forgive him? No. For being a douche, not reading signs, breaking things, then blaming it on me, then laughing about it afterwards. Sam Skewler from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, attending the UFC currently in Philosophy 249,
is a twat.
It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here.
Couldn't stop myself.
Nice.
Yeah, next track, Bleach Boys. Fucking brilliant, man.
Wicked.
That's a good track, man. Bleach Boys, this is from something that came out in 2002, 5-track EP called Taking the O Out of Country.
Nice.
I think we know what that means. Played this track before, gotta play it again. What I want to know is, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBleachBoys.
It might be, I haven't written it down.
I'll burn it.
Although, have we still got the Add the Bleach Boys Get to 1,000 thing? It's on our page. Go to MySpace.com/PunkyRadio and add the Bleach Boys. That's better than telling the Bleach Boys thing. Just go and do it. Do it now. Do it. This is The Devil Bought My Underwear and Jesus Stole My Fridge. Oh, and I should just say, it's Paulie being the internet one, Tony one. Did I ask you about raw poo?
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
And you saw it was raw poo?
Yeah.
Right, and we'll call this half a point each, yeah?
Okay.
One and a half. The Devil Bought My Underwear, Jesus Stole My Fridge. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ooh, ah, each. Yes, indeed.
Is it?
Is it what?
Devil's in your underwear.
Well, the song's called The Devil Bought My Underwear and Jesus Stole My Fridge, but it kind of moves about in that song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can you think of another song that, in a similar way, the name of the song and the chorus that you think it should be aren't quite the same? There's a few, actually. There's a little competition for you for Christmas.
No, not top of my head.
Yeah, well, I can't either.
Okay.
But there are a few.
Yeah, I think there is.
I'll probably think of one before the end of the show because I'm a little bit anal like that. Now, Tone, I've got something to tell you here.
Have you?
Yeah, this is the last week that I'm going to ask you the question. Have you had a chance to look at our friends at GoDaddy.com yet?
Okay.
Because from you've got to now on because you're doing it. I'll give you one last go.
Okay.
So you're prepared for next week, 2008,
mm-hmm.
when you start checking out GoDaddy.com. And I recommend all our listeners should do as well. And do you know why?
Why is that?
Because essentially they're a web services provider, so when you go on there you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcast. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate. Beep, beep. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Tone, I've already backtracked on this, by the way. This is Zombie Ghost Train. Can you just turn it down a little bit? Thank you. I've already backtracked on this.
Have you?
Yeah. Once fortnight.
Okay.
I'll do one week, you do one the next.
Oh, well, fair.
Got to write your own script, though.
Got it.
All right, you got to write your own bit, right? So your bit, so it's different to my bit.
Okay.
So you're going to have to find some other things to tell us about it.
Right.
Keep the codes the same, but, you know, and I'll help out. We'll build up the kind of rapport
okay.
that we've got.
Right.
So that we have the same one we've got. But the other way around. So you can ask me things and point at me the way I ask you things and point at you. Right, and I'll do them. I'll do them. I'll be your dog. Ho, 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 ho.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Cool.
Right. Cool. I've got to do that for the next show.
So you've got to do it for the next show, man?
Oh, man. I'm not doing a Barcelona, man. Oh, the missus will kill me. I'll have to do it when I get back.
Maybe you could do it together. Can you say, look, Seth, I know we were going to go out and look at the fabulous Gaudi architecture, perhaps catch some tapas on the Ramblas and maybe stroll around Port Olimpico in the winter sunshine, but actually I've got to write a script for GoDaddy.com or Paulie B's going to have me bollocks for marbles. That'll go down really well.
Doesn't really scan, does it?
Not really, no. I wasn't necessarily doing it as a poem, though.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, Tone, do you know what?
What's that?
We got another song to come up now.
Have we?
Yeah. And what we haven't talked about, I meant to last week and then got carried away as usual, the various ways you can listen to us.
All right, okay.
It's a new year. We're still very much on Hussy Skunk. We're still very much on Wicked Radio. They're both, well, hussyskunk.com and wickedradio.org.
Yep, that's right.
For the internet radio stations that we're on a few times a week. In Wicked Radio's case, all the fucking time.
Every night, isn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah, different yeah. one. Random episodes, I think. So it's great yeah. because if you've missed out episodes of ours that, and you can't be bothered to download them, you can just basically 6 o'clock central time, is it?
Yeah, 6 p.m., isn't it?
It's 11 yeah. p.m. EST. Or midnight GMT.
Right, okay.
Isn't it, I think?
Don't know. Check the website out.
Check the website out, wickedradio.org. But certainly, you can go on there and you can listen to a different punky every night at the same time. So, it's like watching the news. It's like you get conditioned to watching the news, or Neighbours, or In the Night Garden. Didn't tell you about who I... Did I tell you? No, I did tell you I met Archie from Ballamore, did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did, right, yeah. yeah. It's very much like getting conditioned to watching Ballamore every morning, only there's more swear words.
Only a few.
Only a few more. What's the story, Ballinmore? Wouldn't you like to know? Fuck off! That's not our one.
Yeah.
Jung's Clevens, Ballinmore. What is the story, Ballinmore? Archie? Oh, hello. He doesn't talk like that. He just talks very posh. Nice fella, though. Like him. I yeah. like Archie from Ballinmore. He got paid fucking thousands for that talking doll.
I'll have to check out your picture.
I'll tell you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. What was? Oh, yeah. So, next track up is by someone you might know, Tone.
Yeah? Is yeah, it yeah. me?
Oh, you've bought it now.
Oh.
And I've bought it as well because I haven't put the... I have put down the title, the number, but I didn't. I do trust it now. I do trust it. I was right. It's okay. I'm not... Yeah. So, yeah. Right. Have you got any plans for New Year?
Not yet. I think we're going to have a party New Year's Eve here.
Oh, yeah?
And then Steph's driving back down to Paul on New Year's Day.
All is quiet on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from that, I don't know. Right, just kind of Barcelona.
You're having
then
a party here?
Maybe, but it's a bit cold. So,
Well, hopefully you've sorted out the fucking heating, by then.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, here's a song by you.
Hey, Tone, it's Christmas. Why do you look so sad?
What happened to your dog?
Christmas?
Have I told you about my Christmas? Travels down with feelings and my lucky shoes when it's every right. Don't have a change. When I got home, I found it burned to the ground. How a lucky can one guy get? Oh, Santa, won't you help me out? Still inside of Christmas, can it's like Christmas.
Suicide of Christmas, gonna slash my wristness.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, that's good, that.
Hey.
That's all right. And what I want to know is,
yeah,
what's your MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Tony Hearn.
How do you spell Tony Hearn?
TonyHearn.
Do you have to help people out there? They might not know how to spell Hearn, and we want them to go at the page, don't
actually,
we?
No one ever knows, actually, yeah. TonyHearn.
Dead 60s. That's good, that Tony.
Thanks, mate.
So that's what? That's Tony 2.5, Paulie being the internet 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I've written something down here. It says recap ways to listen and Canada and iTunes. And we've kind of covered that, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, other ways to listen. Obviously, you might be on FM somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
On 90 something point something. And if you have the misfortune to catch us, do let us know.
Yeah, we'd love that.
PaulieB@punkyradio.com, titling your email. I've heard you on Pirate FM. We know that we've got listeners in Wisconsin for deafs.
Yeah.
We reckon we've got some in Madagascar, but we never hear from them.
No.
Madagascans, get on Tinternet, get in touch. Same goes for North Korea and Radio Free Russia.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear from you. We've never played a Korean band, you know.
Don't think we have, have we? Russian Psychobilly.
We've played Russian Psychobilly. Yeah. We have played bands from China.
Yeah.
We played Brain Failure from China. And we played Point 22. From Singapore? From Singapore, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So we have had a go at it. We haven't had anyone from Korea yet. If you're a Korean punk rock band, and you'd like to be played on Punky Radio, email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
I even said that, like they might understand it. paulieb@punkyradio.com. I've also got down, just so you know, for the next section, because I only write myself little bullet points. I don't write scripts or anything. It says Cardiff and Coventry for New Year - my New Year's tale, but I can't for the life of me remember what my New Year's tale is, so I'm hoping during the next song we will be able to do something about that. What else was I going to say to you about my Christmas shows were brilliant, by the way.
Were they?
Yeah, the ones in Itchin Lakes were superb. And
Bentley was there, yeah?
Bentley was there. The next ones are on, I might as well tell you now, January the 11th and 12th.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday. It features Milton Jones and Sean Percival. Milton is well known enough that the Hitching one will be packed.
Yeah.
So buy a ticket for Letchford. I'm just saying that now for the local, for the people that come to the club that listen to the show as well. I'm recommending you buy a ticket and go to Letchford because the Hitching one is going to be really, really full.
Turning people away time. Yeah.
It will be turning. And in that weather, And just after Christmas as well, it's going to be a bit, it's going to be like a nativity scene. There is no room at the inn.
Right.
But I'm pregnant. Should have bought an advance ticket for lecture if they're giving birth by the minute up there. Plenty of room for all of them above the magnets. Yes, I'm actually at a loss as what to. We don't know whether we've had any canards on iTunes yet because we haven't heard from the girls.
Nope.
We can do it. So, and basically, we do want you to leave us an iTunes review.
Please do.
If you haven't done already, there's 28 in England. If I check again, there's still 28. I'm going to go around everyone's house in the country, knock on the door, and when anyone answers the door, I'll say, have you heard of Punky Radio? If you say yes, you are going to get a right smack. Unless you're one of the 28 and you can prove it. Have you got anything to talk about,
Tony? I don't think so. I'm in Barcelona this week. I don't know. If there's any Barcelonians who listen to the show,
Barcelona,
just run down Las Ramblas and just shouting out Punky. I'll hear you.
Shout out Punky.
Yeah, I'll hear you. I'm staying on a hotel just off Las Ramblas, so I'm sure I'll see him.
You're just off the Ramblas, are you?
Yeah. It's very nice.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Apart from that, no, I just hope everything's got what they want for Christmas.
So, Tony, why are you going out so long? I'm just going out for a stroll, Steph.
Yeah.
Just going out for a little walk.
I hear cries in the distance.
You should try and find a fat Canadian. He'll be there.
Yeah?
He'll be there, yeah.
A fat Canadian.
Just walk up and down the street in the early hours of the morning. Anybody seen a fat Canadian? If you want a really late beer. Because I know how Steph likes to stay up late drinking.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't think she really is German.
I just,
you know,
hope pain's okay. I told my brother-in-law about the holiday. Oh yeah, taking up from East Midlands. Yeah, oh, there's been a plane crash there.
Tony,
thanks for that.
You're going to get leathered in the departure lounge this time, aren't you? You're not even going to make it on the plane.
I think so.
You go, look, he's a nervous flyer. Yes, and he's hammered.
He's more relaxed than usual. He's been drinking vodka through his eye.
I wonder if I get a spare day between now and New Year.
Yeah.
That I'll actually sort the beds out for next year. So we've got some new beds.
I don't know. It's always busy this time of year.
I'm well busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in the next bit. Should we do the next song, seeing as I'm not being very funny?
All right, yeah.
I've got some festive tales. I just can't remember them. I'm a bit embarrassed, really. This is more from Raw Poo.
Okay,
and
brilliant.
It's from their new Christmas EP that's out. Do check out the page. Tony, I'm going to give you a chance to move further ahead here. Okay. What's Raw Poo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Raw Poo.
It's Tony 3.5, Paul being Instead 1.5. And this is a tribute to Jonah Louie.
Cavalry. Mary
Straw Poo. And their tribute to Joni Louie.
Very nice.
See, I'm getting around these.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured that won't be on the track listings, will it, Tone? No, sir.
No, of course it won't.
No, of course not. I think it was live.
yeah, probably. Jesus. It's Christmas.
What am I waiting on? I'm waiting on some... I'm waiting on quite a bit of music. There's been a bit of a... Because of all the postal shit there was Christmas, and then the Christmas post.
It's never caught up.
There are some things lost in transit. So if you are a band and you'd like to get on this show, do send a CD to Punky Radio, P.O. Box... 266 Letchworth SG69BR.
Yeah.
Punky Radio, PO Box 266 Letchworth SG69BR.
The address on our MySpace profile as well.
The address is there as well. And we'll play them in the new year. I'm still getting things through, but it's coming. They've been a bit like buses. I'm getting none and then I'm getting a few at a time.
Yeah.
Which is why I think some weeks you're getting a load of stuff you've heard before, and then you'll suddenly get six new tracks.
Yeah.
Or something.
Weird, isn't it?
But anyway, after we played Duran Duran, I got in touch with Ariel.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber Gal. And about us maybe doing a bit more with her.
Because, oh, good.
Because they get loads of good stuff in. But she sends me an email twice a week or whatever, and often it's not suitable, and I'm just like, I can't be bothered to read it as soon as it's not suitable. And it's big, long emails. They're ever so good emails. They're very helpful.
Yeah.
Quite informative and everything, but I said to her, look, can't you just put things aside for us? I don't mean exclusively, because obviously she's a publicity girl. She wants to get it out to everyone. She wants to get it out for everyone.
Nice.
Oh, she's in New York. I was going to say, I wonder if I'll see her in LA. That'll be another one to get it out for me. I said to her, look, anything that comes through that's punk or alt rock or alternative, do make a point of actually emailing me separately. Not just a circular, go, Paul, this is a good one for you, man. And then we'll try and do some stuff with those. Because she's doing a good job.
Yeah.
So I am keen to help people who help people. That's like helping twice.
True. Yeah.
That's like a second helping. of my Christmas pudding.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going away on New Year's Day this year. I wonder what my New Year tale was.
You normally go away for New Year.
Yeah, not going this year because I'm going to the States in March, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, have I mentioned that?
Yeah, you have. I might be going to Germany in maybe January, February.
I've got
time.
A spot on my back. That's festive.
Well, you're
going
to say bum then.
No. I wrote a poem about that once. We haven't done Poetry Corner in a long time. I would like you to send us some poems, please. Send your poems, whatever they are, funny, serious, whatever. They can be about the show, they can just be something you've written, anything. Send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. This is one I wrote about when I got a spot on the bum.
Okay.
If I can remember it, this is off the top of my head.
Right.
It's called, the poem's called Spot on the Bum. Can't sit down, can't stand up, can't run about, can't tell mum. Just must wait until it's gone. Might lose a girlfriend, won't get one. Best thing to do is just keep stum when you've got spot on the bum.
Well, remembered.
That's my poem about having a spot on the bum. I wrote that when I was 17.
Well remembered.
20 years.
Yeah,
20 years, and I fucking remember. I am a bit anal.
Yeah.
I am a bit anal. I like to remember that. I might have left out a couple of lines from it, but I am a bit anal, yeah.
God.
You can 20 years.
20 years, eh?
Cool. Killed, dear. Killed, blimey. I know, I've got nothing to say. I thought this was going to be festive fun and frolics and that.
I can't remember.
And I can't remember what my New Year's tale is. I can tell you, I never got around to saying what I'm doing for Boxing Day, did I, last week? Did I? Or did I mention this week? Did I say at the start of the show? I've got ever so confused now.
I don't think you did.
Boxing Day, right?
Yeah.
I'm going around to my brother's for Christmas Day, see the kids and that.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's official, I've arranged it. It's not sinister. I'm going to see my niece and nephews. Fuck off. Right. Boxing Day, like when I went to see Alien Sex Fiend in January.
Yeah.
Right. Which is almost a year ago. I'd gone backstage and basically pretended to be the barman as a way to talk to people. Yeah?
Yeah.
And got talking to these girls from the States. And one of them had said she was keen to. She thought I was funny when we got talking. So I said, "Oh, you maybe like to come to my comedy show in Hitchin." So we swapped numbers, but only so I could get in touch with her to tell her about that.
Yeah.
About coming to the comedy show. And she's tried to get there once or twice, and things have come up over the year, and she hasn't made it. And it's like, I've never seen the woman again, basically. That was it. We just had a chat that night and, you know, perfectly nice woman. And then a fortnight ago, I got a text from her saying, it just occurred to me, you might not know what to do on Boxing Day. I'm having an open house party at my house in South London. Why don't you come down? So I thought, brilliant. Completely random. I'm going to spend Boxing Day with a woman that I've met for about an hour and a half and a load of people that I don't know in Brixton.
Brilliant.
And they've said I can stay over because the lodge is away.
Nice.
How nice is that?
That's very nice.
So I can get fucking leathered as well. Yeah, this might be the last time I ever see her. They might find out I'm not quite the fun she thought I was. But yeah, it's just going to be an interesting, different slant on Boxing Day. Because, as you know, my Boxing Day and Christmas Day have been juggled over the last decade, and now that's all changed. So,
yeah.
This is like, it'll take my mind off a lot of shit as well, and it's like, it's cool, you know?
Normally, Boxing Day, day after we do that gig, don't we, as well, the past three
and
years.
That's not happening because this year, well, obviously, the band haven't. No. Since I left the Forest, the band have disbanded, basically. The Merry Men are no more, are they? You're in El Draco. Everyone's moved. Luke's moved to Birmingham, hasn't he?
Is he actually moved now, is he?
Yeah, he's moved. He's over there, yeah. That's it, you know.
Blimey.
Still got me fucking records. So the Chavs are no more.
No.
We meant to get Dirty Sex Wizard going, but we've done fuck all about that.
No.
We'll try and get... We might do a Dirty Sex Wizard gig, sometime. Anyway, December the 28th, 29th, I'm doing Cardiff Jonglers.
Right.
New Year's Eve, when you're having your party, I'm doing a gig in Coventry that carries, but I think they've arranged for me to go on first. I haven't decided whether I'm going to stay over for that yet. I don't know yet. Because there is accommodation provided if I want to get leathered.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, but I had thought, well, if I'm on relatively early, I can get back to my hometown and see some of my mates.
Oh, that's true.
Which I haven't done in a few years, so it might be nice to do that as well. I don't know yet.
You and Hitchin might be quite nice, actually.
Yeah, well, it would be. Well, basically, I'd end up on the floor of the Vic pub, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
Basically. That's 6 o'clock in the morning.
What year is it?
So I don't know what I'm going to do for New Year. You've got a week to email me with ideas. If you want to invite me anywhere, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Merry Christmas, Paul. I hope you've had a good one. By the way, do you want to come round to mine for New Year?
Nice.
I'll tell you what I'll fucking do. The best email, I'll go there.
Brilliant.
Fuck it, that's random, isn't it?
That is pretty random.
The best email I get saying why I should come to yours for New Year, bearing in mind I won't get there till late because I'll be in Coventry till at least 10 o'clock at night. So realistically, there's no point suggesting anything if you're in France. Mm-hmm. If there is anyone... Basically, within a 2-hour radius of Coventry that would like me to go to theirs for New Year, send me an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Just type your email, New Year's Eve, come around mine or something. Nice. Yeah?
Yeah,
that might be quite a laugh.
Might be.
And I'll take my dictaphone thing of me and we'll try and find a Scotsman because they're always good fun at New Year. they love it, don't they? Jings, Hogmanay, Royal, Purple Bugger, Alarm. That'd be brilliant. That's a condition. Of
there
hire.
Has to be a Scotsman.
You have to have procured a Scotsman.
There's loads of them.
I'll show up with a lump of coal, I'll walk in the front door, go straight out of the bag. I can do all that, man.
On that point, I suppose next week's show is going to be a couple of days late.
Without doubt. Next year's show will not be out on... It should be out New Year's Eve, I think.
Yeah, that's
it
not going to happen.
It won't be. It'll be a couple of days after.
Yeah.
But it will be still within the week's remit.
Yep.
So it won't be so late. It'll happen in very early New Year.
We aren't total nonsense. We will get it done. Why don't we win? They did last of the show.
Boys. Lazy splitters. I tell you what, man. Do you know what? They let me down sometimes. They really do.
Yeah.
Do you know? Now, I'm just... what can I find? Now, why was I going to do... And what was that all about then? Sometimes I don't know what I'm on about, Tone. I really don't.
No.
It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here.
I love that. Last track.
Yes.
Now, we've had one of yours, so we're having one of mine.
Brilliant.
And this has got a festive, Christmassy sort of thing. Have we played this one before? Probably. I don't know if we have. This one, right, I was reminded of this one by a friend of mine, so I listened to it. It's on my website, lastminutecomedy.com. Just click on music. It's there, along with Breach of Green, and there's another thing on there.
Yeah.
Right. But I need to update all that next. Tony, I'm keeping you busy in the new year, man. I've got loads of updates.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know, but you'll get over it, right? And Right. And I listened. I hadn't listened to it in ages.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, obviously, I've aged. This, I recorded this in about 94, I think.
Right.
93, mate. 93, 94. Might have been 1993.
Well, on a four-track or something.
But I sound proper. Younger.
Right, okay.
Basically, 14 years of what I've been up to have changed the way I sound. This is recorded with a band called the Popular Pence People and Ruts Francais.
All right.
Ruts produced it and played saxophone on it, and he played saxophone from in the desk studio thing.
You had
just mic'd up
a record with a saxophone on it.
Yeah, but how weird is this? Because it was Ruts.
Yeah.
How weird. This should be 1993, thinking about how punk he's gone. Ruts recorded it and he's playing sax on it.
Yeah.
Right. Bass guitar is Coops from the Newtown Centres.
All right.
Because he was in the Popular Pence People with Mick and Dave Phillips. Okay. And me. And all these years later.
Still the same faces.
We're all still about, yeah. Doing different things, kind of. Oh, that's weird, that. Oh. I've just thought of that. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. This is Lapland.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a bunch of Eastern Siberian Magyars that I once knew. They left their homeland in search of somewhere nice to live. Half of them ended up in Hungary, the other half got lost. In Northern Europe's permafrost, in Lapland. This is a song about them. In summer it never gets dark, in winter it never gets light. The weather's crap for half the year, for the other half it's shite. It's the home to 80,000 undernourished reindeer, and it lies to the north of the Finnish province of Ostrobothnia. Some people want to join the French Foreign Legion, the ones who go to mainland Europe, northernmost region, Lapland. 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 Here we go. Lapland. 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 Oh, Lapland. The only country in the world you can eat your dinner off. In Lapland they have stupid names like Larty, Marty, Shartikan. They never go out in the freezing cold without their Lapland cardigans on. They're at home on the sledges with their huskies pulling. Their clothes look like Hungarian ones, only they're more woolen. How they don't get colds is a total wonder, living up there in the Arctic tundra in Lapland. 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 All together. Lapland. 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 Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, cool, cool, kitty in Lapland. They do coffee by the potful. In Lapland they're very ugly, keep down their population, because instead of shagging each other, they stick to Lapland, rapid work and pottery. The capital of Lapland is Rovaniemi, and you wouldn't get me to go there if you paid me. The biggest line about Father Christmas coming up. If Santa Claus was a Laplander, how'd he get to places like Uganda in December? When he's from Lapland. 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 Last time. Lapland. Lapland. Lapland.
Yeah.
So that was me.
It was.
And Lapland. And what I'd like to know is, what is my MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PaulB_Edwards
It is indeed.
It is.
And feel free to go there. This isn't on it or anything. Well, this isn't. That, no, this isn't, that no. isn't. Lapland isn't on it.
No.
But did you notice how young I sounded?
Yeah.
Sounded about 16. I got all the joys and aspirations, all that hope in my voice.
The life ahead of you.
I know. And it came to this.
Yeah. Cold in a treehouse.
Merry fucking Christmas, ho ho ho. Jeez. Yeah, I know. Christ. Listen, I hope you've all had a really good year, and I do hope you do all have a good Christmas.
Yes.
Right. I would like that. In fact, I'd like you all to have. Right, I would. I'd like it. Didn't work.
It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here.
I can't stop myself now. Yeah, I hope you all have a great Christmas. Have you got a Christmas message, Tone? Anything you'd like to say to anybody?
Just to all the listeners.
Just over the bunch of cunts song.
Yeah, and my girlfriend Steph, who I met this year.
Your girlfriend's death? That must have been awful.
My girlfriend Steph.
I had no idea.
That's why we get on so well.
No wonder you had a suicidal Christmas.
Who I met for the show this year. That's a nice thing to say at the end of the year.
Yeah, I know. So I hope I've got a big fucking present then. Since it's my idea.
Well, see,
I sorted that out.
Oh, that's, well, yeah, all right, maybe.
Yeah, me. That's all right, me.
Me.
I sorted out your fucking love life just when mine was falling apart.
How we love. We shouldn't.
What should we hope for in 2008?
I don't know. More beers.
More beers, that's very good. Good.
More gigs.
More beers. I'd like a reversal of the smoking ban. I'd also like them to bring back the death penalty and renationalise the rail industry, but I don't think they're going to happen either.
St. George's Day holiday would be nice.
St. George's Day holiday, even Bush agrees with that.
It is true.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Merry Christmas to you.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Fucking Christmas up in here. Ho, ho, ho.
I can't stop myself.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.